the eighth stage, which is the stage of knowledge and vision of things as they really are. And this is the stage when awareness of reality dawns. And this is a stage of crucial importance because it marks the transition, in traditional Buddhist terms, from meditation to wisdom, from the spiritual, even psychological, to the transcendental. It's in this stage that we start escaping from the gravitational pull, the tug of conditioned existence. And we begin in this stage to feel the gravitational pull of nirvana from in front of us, from before us, even though it operates from a great, a tremendous distance. So that after reaching this stage, after we've had that one definitive, not final, but certainly decisive vision of reality, awareness of reality, there's no danger of our falling back permanently into the world. So that this point, this stage, is also called the point of no return. And that, of course, is the subject of our lecture next week. I shan't say anything more about it now. In fact, I'm going to deal with the remaining links of the series rather more briefly, because for the present they are, for the vast majority of people, of academic interest only. The ninth stage, ninth link, is that of withdrawal. Not psychological withdrawal, not negation, not rejection, but spiritual withdrawal, a movement of withdrawal from conditioned existence as such, an attitude of sitting loose to life. In this stage, or when one has reached this stage, one does what is objectively necessary to be done, but one is not subjectively, not psychologically, caught up or involved. Then tenth, dispassion. This is a state, a very high state of complete imperturbability, of complete balance, at a very high level. It's a state like that of the Buddha beneath the Bodhi tree, before he gained enlightenment, before he attains nirvana. A state that nothing can disturb, nothing can disrupt. It's a state of complete peace, complete harmony, equilibrium, balance, but not anything negative, something, as it were, positive, vibrating, pulsing with life. Something we can hardly conceive of, something that we cannot help thinking of in negative terms. And then eleventhly, the stage of freedom, spiritual freedom, transcendental freedom, a state of complete and utter spontaneity, of uninterrupted creativity, wherein there's no reactivity, no reactive mind whatsoever. And twelfthly and lastly, the stage of knowledge of the destruction of the poisons. The poisons represent the last dregs of subjectivity within us, the last dregs of unawareness. But in this stage, one has resolved them all. There's nothing left to resolve. One's mind is now one great clarity, one great luminosity, one great shining luminous void, if you like, a void which is full from top to bottom. In this stage, one is free, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free, and one knows also that one is free.